This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Third quarter economic figures came out today in Beijing, and they showed China grew at its weakest pace in 3.5 years, and it's on track for the slowest annual growth since 1999. Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz is with me from Shanghai. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Jeff.
China's economy grew by 7.4% in the third quarter, and that's unthinkably fast for some place like the U.S. But China was growing over 10% just a couple years ago. What's happening?
Well, yeah, this is the seventh fiscal quarter in a row that China's GDP growth has declined. I mean, there are two things causing this. The first is external. The slowdown in both the American and European economies means China's running out of places to export products to. The second reason is internal. China's government has been wanting to slow down the country's economy deliberately because officials feared growth was starting to get out of hand. Shanghai economist Andy Rothman shares this view.
They're making this happen to try and get growth down to a more sustainable level, have it driven more by consumption. So the real trick is going to be, can they bring it down in a very gradual and easy way?
So trying to deliberately slow down the economy for kind of a soft landing, it sounds like a precarious undertaking. Can it be done?
Well, I think it depends on whether you're a bear or a bull on China's economic future. You know, the bulls like Rothman are looking at consumption levels. Retail consumption in China rose in September more than it has all year. And that's one good sign that China's economy is making a healthy transition. The economists who aren't big believers in a happy ending point to billions of square feet of empty property, a lot of wasted investment all over the country, and a buildup in local government debt. So that group would say today's modest growth numbers is just the beginning of a bigger slowdown.
Marketplace's Rob Schmitz in Shanghai. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.